This next item, I have to say, I've been waiting for all day. Very excited at the prospect of talking to my next guest in the studio. And I know you will be fascinated to hear what he's got to say, because if you've ever dreamt of early retirement, well, this guy seems to know exactly what the key is to achieve it. What about having enough money banked up and saved to be able to quit your job at 34? It just seems completely inconceivable to most of us. But, well, this man sitting opposite me right now has managed to achieve that. Ken Okorafor joins me in the studio. Ken, good evening.
Good evening.
You're a London accountant, creator of the Humble Penny. You are still working, I know, but you are in a position financially, I understand, to be able to retire if you want to.
That's right.
Is that a fair summary of the situation?
Yes, that would be a fair summary.
How have you done it?
Well, it's quite interesting because to be able to achieve anything, whether it's trying to become, retire earlier or become mortgage free or whatever it is, you have to have that goal mm-hmm. as something you want to achieve in the first place. So the big kind of step started with our savings. So savings is a thing that most people struggle with. And we kind of had to get to a point where we understood that the money we make isn't really made to be spent 100%.
Okay, and you're saying we, so this, you have not done this on your own? Is that
just me and my wife?
You and your wife, excellent.
Yeah, okay, my wife, fine. Mary.
So this was a joint, a collective decision to look at money and the income you were receiving. And we're not talking about, huge six-figure salaries here, modest incomes, but you began to look at it differently.
Yes, so I'll come back to the size of income in a second. So our income started many, many years ago when I was training as a chartered accountant and at around £26,000.
Okay.
My wife earned less than that. And our kind of approach to that was to focus on increasing our savings rate. So the biggest kind of input, as it were, I hate to use the word input, but the biggest kind of factor, determining factor on how one can aim to retire earlier one day is the extent to which they can save money and for how long they save that money for.
Okay.
So the higher your savings rate, which is essentially the proportion of your net income that you put away each month and invest, the earlier you have the potential to retire one day in the future.
Yes, that's perfectly logical. I would imagine as well, it's not just how much you save, but how you save it. It is also key. So where you're putting it, so
yes,
whether
absolutely.
It's international savings or into a building society.
Correct.
Or the like. So are you looking at that as well?
Totally. So we've so sticking our money in a bank account is a complete, for us anyway, it's a complete waste of time.
Well, certainly over the last 10 years, of course, with interest rates the way they've been,
so
pointless.
We've invested mainly in broad-based index funds. So these are essentially investing through the stock market. And that has done very well in the last 8 to 10 years.
So realistically then, how much of your monthly salary in percentage terms were you saving as opposed to doing anything else with?
50%.
Wow!
A half, yeah.
Oh my goodness me. All right, can we come on to some practical ways that you were able to do that? Because I think a lot of people will be staggered to think that they can put 50% of their salary to one side.
And I have to make it very clear, this doesn't happen on day one. You don't start off and go, I'm going to save 50% of my income. You start quite small. First of all, you actually start by trying not to spend all your money. And that's quite a journey in itself, and takes some self-awareness as time passes, as you kind of push away all the distractions, whether it's a new phone, all the fancy things that are out there for you to spend money on. And as time passes, you start to notice that as you review your bank statements, you start to notice trends in how you're spending money. So there are key items, for example. So I'll pick housing. So for most people, the rent is a big piece, or the mortgage is a big piece. For us, we were fortunate to have bought a home. So the choice of where you live matters a lot, because when people take on debt, mortgage debt, people just think taking on a mortgage of £500,000, it seems normal because it's London and this is what you do. We differ completely. We chose to move out of London, just on its outskirts of London. We live in Dartford.
Right.
And we chose there because property prices were a lot cheaper. That meant we borrowed a lot less money. That's a huge game changer already, because if you borrow a lot less money, then you're paying back a lot less.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one thing.
Pretty logical, of course. Yeah, absolutely. But you are spending more in travel, so you're going to, you've got to think about that as well in terms of
completely.
Your commute, all of that.
Yeah, so my wife works locally in the area. I commute into town. So we have one person commuting. But what's interesting about taking on less debt is if you then do more about overpaying that debt, well, I mean, it's just not just sticking to the usual 25 years that you get with your mortgage, but really changing that up and doing it how you want. So we initially thought, do you know what, let's try and pay this off over 20 years. And we changed the number of years and adjusted our lifestyles to the level of mortgage we had to pay.
Sure, you need a flexible mortgage product to be able to do that, but as long as you have one, you can
You get the choice to remortgage, you know, now and again.
Yeah.
Then we changed that to 15 years and we kept, you know, kind of pushing that every time. And the key there is overpaying. Yes. You're going to ask me now, where are you going to overpay from? Well, there is money disappearing from people's bank accounts every day into various things that they choose. The keyword there is choose to pay for. So I pick TV, for example.
Sure.
We don't have we just choose not to pay for Sky.
Okay.
Or, sorry, I don't know if I meant to mention that, but we just choose not to
make plenty of pay subscription
for,
services.
Not to pay for subscription services like that.
Yeah.
Now, this is deliberate because it means we are using our time for other things. Making extra money is a good thing. So working part-time, pursuing some passions. I used to love tutoring, so that was something I did. Mary, my wife, is very creative, so she does lots of design work in her part-time. So these bits here increase your income as time passes.
Well, this brings us onto the area of self-sacrifice and the area the stuff in life that you've given up to be able to put away 50% of your time. So you're clearly giving up some time if you're doing some extra earning capacity. You've given up your TV subscription, so you're not watching all the latest box sets or anything that.
Definitely not.
How much are you losing out for that? You know, that's subjective, isn't it? But what else are you giving up? Are you going on holiday?
So we do an annual holiday because holiday, we think, is a big part of, for us anyway, part of life's design. We enjoyed doing holidays as a family. But things like food, so food is quite a big piece.
Yes.
Most people don't think about, or maybe try to think about, but just don't manage to have savings from food. But food is quite a big piece, and where you shop matters a lot, and what you buy matters a lot. So I'll give you an example. Over time, for health reasons, specifically, we've moved away from eating red meat and had a more vegetarian led lifestyle. At the same time, we've chosen to shop somewhere else. So we shop at our local Aldi, for example, where you can go in and we have a budget of £50 as a family. And that £50, we take it there in cash and it's what we spend. And we go there with a budget. You know,
and that's significant because you feel you can get more for your money there, is it? I don't know, there's plenty of other supermarket
brands.
They all have their own
budget
ranges, don't they?
We choose there because, number one, you get a lot of value. And you know, it's quite close to
So you're looking at every single aspect of your life, where money is going out and how you can save. And over time, incrementally, you're starting to notice a real difference there.
Yeah, and the key word there is incremental, because when you think about money saving, you might be thinking, oh, you know, I've only saved £10. But if it's £10 a month from a, I don't know, phone subscription, that starts to add up when you save across various areas.
So how do you know you've reached a point where you can retire? I mean, assuming you've managed to pay off the mortgage and effectively you've got enough of a sustainable income not to require to have to go to work anymore.
Yeah, so we still have a small mortgage left.
Right.
We've spread it over 4 years. But we can pay it off if we want now. We would just have to use our savings to do it, but we don't want to do it because we choose to work. There is an acronym out there, FIRE.
Yes,
which
the FIRE formula. What does that stand for?
Yeah, so that stands for financial independence and retire early. They're very different things. So financial independence, the kind of definition for it is the point at which you can save up to 25 times your annual spend. And again, the key there is what is your annual spend? So for us, the less the annual spend, the more we can reach that level where we feel we have enough of a buffer to do it.
Honestly, Ken, I could talk to you for hours about this, but I'm up against the clock here. I want to thank you for coming in. I understand, have you written all this down?
So I'll write a blog, if anyone fancies to know about some of this stuff, at a site called thehumblepenny.com.
Okay.
It's a personal blog. It's where I write all my kind of thoughts, insights. You know, I get people to bring their thoughts as well. So it's a really useful resource for anybody who's interested in this type of thing.
Well, good for you, and thank you for sharing it, because obviously you've learned a lot on your own journey. To
Absolutely.
Be able to share it now with to other people is going to be really useful for a lot of people. We do, we waste money. We all waste money, and actually, if you can find ways just to...
Can I just say one thing?
With pleasure.
Can I just say one thing? This should be intentional, and this should be fun. So don't think by saving money, you're not having fun. We're having a lot of fun, but we're doing it because we have a very intentional goal in our lives.
And the end game is to be able to have a life, isn't it? Have your life on your terms.
Yes.
You know, and we've been talking about that all through the show, the stress and anxiety, and of course, flexible working and all the other aspects we've been talking about today. Mm-hmm. Ken, thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot for having me.